We can't hear anything.
And can you? I'd like to call the regular meeting of the Board of Aldermen, Alderwomen, Thursday, January 11th, 2024. The time is 7:11. Please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call, please.
Mr. Newberger.
Here.
Ms. Pettinici. Ms. Vidomsky.
Here.
Ms. Berrios Perez.
Here.
Mr. Cortica.
Present.
Mr. Sill.
Here.
Mr. Chavarella.
Excuse for the moment.
Ms. Balcon Smith.
Here.
Mr. Heider.
Here.
Record should reflect there are 8 members present.
Thank you, sir. Number 4, additions, deletions, corrections, adoption of the agenda. Any?
I have none, Mr. Mayor.
All right, thank you. Number 5, public portion. Anybody from the public like to speak? Stand up and say your name and address, please. Oh, I think you were on.
Was I on?
Yeah, hit it again.
I shut it off.
Yeah, there you go.
I was looking for a green light.
There you go. You're good.
Mark Antoniezzo, 328 Olivia Street, Derby. I wasn't really going to talk, but then I thought of something. I'd like to make a suggestion if it can be passed along to the state. The little jog that's in the road over here on Route 34 coming from East Derby, if there's some way they could make reflective paint for the lines there, especially at night and more especially when it rains. It's difficult to see where the lines are. And just a thought. I have a big problem with lines all over the place, to be honest with you, but it looks like there could be a bad accident there eventually if there hasn't had one already.
We did notify them of the situation of that area, and they are going to do something about it, they told us.
Very good.
All right.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
I had to try the new technology.
You got it. Here you go. Anybody else in the public like to speak?
Good evening. Karen Chemises, 25 John Street. I'm thrilled that I'm talking into a mic. And I'll go home later and review the meeting and say, wow, this is great. We're into the 21st century. I see that you have a very short agenda, which is good. I'm sure that behind the scenes, you are doing tremendous work already, and you have quite a number of things to do. I see that you say appointments to boards, none. I'd like to just ask, Parks and Rec Commission has been struggling to get a meeting because we're down 2 members. I notice planning and zoning is also down 2 members, and I don't know the other commissions, but I hope that you'll review all of them. And I hope also that just as you appointed a lovely lady for chief of staff, that you'll also appoint some lovely ladies to all of these various commissions, because we are well represented now, and I think we should continue that way. My main concern tonight, though, was your executive session. I have reported this prior, but being that you have so many new members, I just wanted to review my position on the Jacobs property. And the last time we did have a conversation on it, they were looking to spend money, a lot of money, to purchase it, talking $1.3 million for something that, according to the assessors, they're only being assessed $292,000. $700. So we are paying them a premium, but justifiably so, because we need to have them out of our downtown area. What my concern is that we are also going to be paying millions to move Mr. Rubino over to another location in town. And we're taking away a junkyard in one spot, but we're going to create a permitted use in another spot, where our zoning does not say the junkyards are allowed in the city of Derby. So what I suggested previously is one thought is that we have property over there, the city of Derby, that if we could maybe make the arrangements for the transfer over onto city property, we would at least have some say over how that is going to be used, how we are going to lease it, maybe terms of termination of it, and then we could rezone it so that junkyards are no longer allowed. By virtue of moving it, as was being described by the previous corporation counsel, he was putting it on private property and was going to create an allowed use over there. And once you do that, then that's allowed forever. It's a land use. It's allowed forever. I would hope that as we continue the negotiations, because I know they're not finished, I don't know whether our new corporation counsel is handling it or the prior corporation counsel, but I hope that as you look at it, you take into account that a junkyard permanently in the city of the Derby is not a good thing. We have means in which to benefit ourselves as well as the property owners and as well as Mr. Rubino. But we should do it in a measured way so that we don't burden the city of Derby perpetually with a junkyard for the rest of the city's existence. And that's all I have to say. Thank you.
Thank you. And just so you know that we did go over some of the vacancies on the boards and commissions today, so that is on our radar and we will try to address that. And to answer your other question, new corporation counsel is now handling that. All right. Anybody from else from the public like to speak?
Mark Carfalo, I'm the town clerk. I just want to thank the administration, Mayor DiMartino, and his immediate staff for allocating the time of IT professionals to help us finally set up this system so that there's more transparency and it allows more access to these public meetings. So thank you for providing that opportunity for us to have the IT professionals in this to assist us in helping with all of the many other duties that we have. But I think it'll be a beneficial resource to the people in the city of Derby. So thank you again.
Anybody else from the public like to speak? Anybody else from the public like to speak? Third and last time, anybody else from the public like to speak? Hearing none, public portion is now closed. Number six, administrative and appointments. 6.1.1, December 12th, 2023, approval of regular minutes. Do I have a motion?
So move.
Made by Ron. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Rob. Any other discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. 6.2, refund of taxes. 6.2.1, monthly tax refunds. Move to approve tax refunds in the amount of $4,418.24 dated January 10th, 2024. Do I have a motion?
So moved.
Made by George. Is there a second?
Second, Sarah.
Second by Sarah. Any other discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. 6.3, appointments of boards and commissions. We have no action. 6.4, municipal update from Mayor DiMartino. So I have three things to talk to you about tonight. The first one is the garbage contract expired in July. The past administration did not go out to bid for it. They should have probably a month or two before it expired. So for the past 6 months, instead of us paying $107,000 a month for our trash pickup, recycling pickup, and transfer station, we've been charged $162,094, which is a total of $54,000 over what we were paying under contract. So that was very disturbing news to me. We can't sustain that type of overage on the budget. So Corporation Council has the contract at his office, and hopefully we will be going out to bid next week for a new contract for the garbage and recycling and transfer station to get done.
May I just ask how that was since July?
Since July.
Since July.
We have not been under contract, and they went up in their prices.
Thank you for letting us know.
Any other questions on that? Two, the mayor has a $5,000 expense account in the line item in the budget. Before Mayor Zekin left, he went to the finance office and had them write him a check for the remaining balance and wiped it to zero. So as of right now, the mayor doesn't have an expense account and won't be replenished again until to July. But I wanted everybody to know that before he left, he had finance write him a check and he took it all.
Now that expense account is only while he's here. Each month you take it as your mayor, right?
Correct. It was explained to me that they get it each month divided, you know, the 5,000 divided by 12. So which he would have had rights to it up to November, and then December it would have been transferred over to me. I did call him and ask him why he took the money. He said it was a vehicle expense account. I said, nowhere does it say vehicle. And he said he had a problem with his truck and he took it to fix his truck. So that's what I got from him.
Did he provide receipts?
I don't have knowledge of that.
So we need to find out from the finance department if he provided receipts for his truck maintenance. And
I can check on that tomorrow.
Yeah. Can we add this to the agenda for next month?
Certainly.
To see where we stand with that?
Yep. Any other questions?
Mayor, do we have any legal ramifications that we could follow up on this issue?
I would pass it over to Corporation Counsel, I guess. And
we did some digging to see the origin of how this account was set up. And the account was set up some time ago. There was a loosely worded resolution. So the origins and the constraints, if you will, despite what the understanding came to be over a period of time, is kind of loose.
Okay, but you're investigating it.
We're taking a look at it. Yes.
Thank you.
Any other questions on that? Number three, the HR director for the city was never brought to the Board of Aldermen, Alderwomen, for the salary for the position. So I would like to bring that to the subcommittees starting when we have them in 2 weeks. Right now, she's being paid $89,000 a year, but the salaries have to be approved by this board, which was never done. So I don't know where they come up with that number, but I would like to bring it to subcommittee to vet it, to come up with what you believe is a fair amount, I guess. So I wanted to just inform the board of that.
And that's another urgent matter that will have to be taken up within 30 days and brought to the next meeting.
Oh, yes, sir.
Thank you.
Yep. Any questions on that? Okay. Those are my three updates I have. I just wanted to make sure you're aware of them. Thank you. Number seven, committee reports, no action. Number eight, new business, 8.1. New requests to use fishing pier to bless Housatonic and Naugatuck rivers due to the snow that happened. So move to grant Three Saints Orthodox Church of Ansonia permission to use the Derby fishing pier to bless the Housatonic and Naugatuck rivers on Sunday, January 14th, 2024 at 12 p.m. Do I have a motion?
So moved.
So moved by Rob. Is there a second?
Second, Sarah.
Second, Sarah. Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Number nine, old business, no action. Number 10, executive session, 10.1 Two Factory Street. So we'll go into executive session and we'll invite Corporation Counsel. You think that's it?
And if I may, the purpose of going into executive session is to discuss the possible acquisition of property The executive session is required because some of the information that we'll be talking about may materially affect our ability to negotiate a price.
Thank you. Do I have a motion to go into executive session?
So moved.
Made by George. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Rob. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Move to go into executive session at 7:26 p.m. The other bit, no, just adjournment. Yeah. Yep. All right. Thank you. Okay, welcome back. Motion to come out of executive session at 8:01 p.m. I have a motion?
So moved.
Motion by Rob?
Second.
Second by George. Any more discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Number 11, regular session action from executive session, no action. Number 12, Ron?
Motion to adjourn at 8:01.
Another second?
Second, Sarah.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Great meeting you, everyone.
Thank you.